That went pretty well.
Yeah, it did.
I had none of that prepared. The only thing I had to go off of was I have a dock for fronts, right?
Uh-huh.
And so one of my fronts was this thing, and I have five sentences. I'm like, they're on this sentence. And so I had one sentence to work off of.
Yeah, that happens. Hey, there's a really large threat, a god of war who wants you dead. Also, their cat's missing. Cat's missing, please.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's mostly because Azriel's not here tonight. Like, I was like,
No healing.
I thought it was, oh man. I thought it was going to be perfect without Azriel here for Ultia, because when you finally get there, you'd be like, what?
Okay. I'll hold on to my butt until we get there.
God, maybe Ultio is Azriel.
Ultio is that one painter we ran into in Maya Hene's realm, where it was like their.
Oh God, that was the dean, right?
Yeah,
that's the dean. Yeah. No, that's definitely not.
That was wily.
It totally is. I'm telling you.
I even body casted Ultio.
I honestly don't even remember that episode specifically.
What does that even mean?
I remember we were hanging on the dean being a weird painter and just like we hung on that.
Yeah,
for a long
it was
time.
Like he was naked and painting, and there was a very student weird. There or something. It was gross.
Yeah, it was super gross. Body casting is when you pick like a character or actor or whatever, and you're like, this, if you wanted this, if this was in a show or a movie or whatever, this person or character would be a good representation for them.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. So you just crib something from another media and put that in your game.
So all the luchadores sort of look like Randy Macho Man Savage, basically.
Don't you mean typecast? Isn't that like?
Is it typecast?
Because it's like it's like you have characters that you can only envision as, say, as an example, John Goodman or Danny DeVito, etc., etc.
It is typecast.
I think a body cast is when you break your hip and like you have to get a full body.
I think typecast is when you get stuck in a role and you can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, right. That right. Too. Yeah, typecast.
Like how Steve Buscemi always plays weirdos.
Yeah. Or
Adam Sandler always plays Adam Sandler in Adam Sandler.
That's all true,
just
yeah.
Yells.
Well, yeah. That's kind of that's, a self typecast there, but
you never see him play anything
else. Face cast refers to the practice of using image.
Although apparently that new movie where he's a diamond merchant.
Yeah, I've heard that one was actually exceptionally well done. Especially since he wasn't playing something that's a blatant Adam Sandler character.
A man child,
a yelling man child. What was that, Josh? You were saying something?
I looked up face cast. So face cast is the thing. I just did it for body cast, but I should have said face cast. So face cast refers to the practice of using images or of a particular person's expressions to represent what a character looks like. Face casts are typically celebrities or actors, since that makes it easy to locate a wide variety of high-quality images of different expressions.
Gotcha.
Cool. So I should have said face cast instead of
body cast.
You
missed it today, Beach. We had a kitty adventure. And it was about you.
I'm trying to think of what other actors are like typecasted.
John, you're going to be out next time?
I will be, yeah.
Is Chris going to be back?
I hope so. You may go ask
Chris
him.
Yeah, I guess we can just figure it out later.
No, let him finish what he's doing.
I would hate to interrupt.
Yeah.
I'm trying
more of like, if Chris is available next time, then we will play this. Are you okay missing on Ultio?
I guess. You know, I don't know. I'll just have to watch.
We can just solve another cat mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we should each give John $20 and like he can just like make it rain with
blessings
while he watches the stream.
We could do it as a side mission.
He just gives him all the girl hack. Even though he's
like, who's not there.
There's nothing to really stop you from doing that.
And nobody else gets any. Girl-like when I come back, I have like 50 blessings.
Right. Yeah, Girl-like's got 60 blessings, and the rest of us are dead. What?
Hey guys, anything interesting happened while I was gone?
Girl-like's got like big gold chains and a crown, and like all blinged out.
I'm trying to think of what kind of character I want to make for the.
That's right.
The next game, the Patreon game.
Yeah, John, you've already.
Yeah,
made
I'm
going to
use
right?
my strength guy for the Patreon that I used game last time.
Oh yeah, the mountain guy. Yeah.
Assuming I can find it,
I need to make one.
I was actually thinking of using my old test character because I do want to play a character that's more like less of combatty and more of just solves things through interaction and just effects.
Mm.
And
That's right. For
I guess spoiler, I'm gonna make a goblin god.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking I want to, like, because it sounds like we're going on a treasure hunt of some sort. I just want to make a peak human. I just want to. There's a word in here that says peak human, and it's just like you're just the superhuman. You're Batman. It's just like, yeah, I want to be that. I want to be Batman. I don't want to be like a demigod. He's just super good.
yeah. For everyone that's wondering, so one of our patrons has chosen the highest tier, and so that we'll get to run a game for them, or I'll run a game for them, and to give everyone a little taste that doesn't know, is they will be diving for treasure in the flooded garrison district. Ever since the district was flooded, adventurers and the like have gone spelunking for abandoned treasures, weapons, supplies, and magical artifacts. Recently, a rumor has gone around of a powerful artifact that can imbue godly powers. With the whisper of godlike powers, a mini gold rush of sorts has developed. Your pantheon, the players, feel that you're entitled to such power and the notoriety that would come from acquiring it. The question is, will you be the first to reach it? Does the artifact actually exist? And if so, what could it be and what could be guarding it? Mm-hmm. So this will take place during the 20-year break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was kind of worried about going into the full detail about it. That's why I just said treasure hunt.
Yeah, but, no, that's fine. Okay. This is the kind of stuff that you could play if you would like to support us at patreon.com/geekspectrum.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready to be a goblin treasure hunter.
I'd be interested to see what
words
you
pick.
I'm going
to be Indiana Jones. So it's going to have a hat and a whip. And loves artifacts, but not to sell them, but to destroy them.
Oh. To suck the juice out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just want to wreck things.
I bet the Ark of the Covenant has a whole bunch of juice in it.
Every time I do it, it gives me power.
So, Josh, if when I make this character, can I just forego all of the other words and just dump everything into PQ?
I don't remember how the crafting rules
work. I'll have to
work,
look them up then.
I think you get X points, so I think you might be able to dump all the points.
Just all in the peak human, because you'll be ridiculous. We'll never use this character again, Brother John.
Green Strider wonders if you're a goblin or a gremlin.
I saw that. I was already to type in chat. Okay. I was like, sometimes I am so chaos, I think it goes to gremlin. Mm-hmm. Depending on the character. We'll see what happens. I always try to be something. I think I'd probably be able to be more unrestrained in this group with the craziness, because I know you guys won't get upset with me. Usually when I'm in new groups, I'm always worried about being too crazy of a character that makes it not fun to play with. You know, the one that's getting in the way of plans and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But you guys put up with Fritter and Eclipse for 15 sessions or whatever it was, so.
It's so fun.
I see music here as a word.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
And I could, I could be the cat organ man.
I supply the cats.
Oh, goodness.
Oh boy!
Because as a group,
there's dance as well, music and dance.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm gonna have to give some real thought about this.
Could you be in a leotard?
I could be in whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like I could, music and dance, man. Oh my gosh. God.
Could you be like that one ghost that made you all just jazzercise? You could just become that, and you're just making people dance with you or whatever.
Oh, God. Dance battle is a greater gift. Yes. While active, my dance becomes terrifying or impossibly seductive, being treated as a medical weapon.
Oh, my God.
Emotional damage.
I'm having emotional damage just thinking about it.
Yeah. I fully expect you to, if you do this, I fully expect you to get up, walk backwards so we can see you, and to actually dance.
Can you get the little finger symbols too? That would make it so much better.
Yeah, that would be really nice. Yes.
My jazz hands literally drive you insane.
Mm-hmm.
And now we dance.
I don't think you're ready for this, Jelly.
Whew. All right. Can't wait for ridiculous characters.
That's something to think about, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, this might be exactly what I need.
Oh, perfect.
There's just so many.
I need to eat like the rest of my plate over here of grapes and cheeses.
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
Oh,
eating is a thing my dogs would like to do also.
Okay.
Although they look super asleep and like they don't care.
Yes, it's like you've gone to the Petco for humans.
I went to the Petco for humans. Yes, Trader Joe's.
Trader JoJo.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Trader Joe's Jungle.
Jungle JoJo's.
I don't know. Trader JoJo's is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Petco, so good. What the fuck?
Oh,
on the plate was actually, some sort of salami.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Or it's soppressata. No, it's soppressata. Oop, that's not, yeah.
I had salami for a while.
I like that spicy.
Go steal it, Brother John, and bring it to us.
Mm.
He's not going to do it.
No. Too late.
Pork. I believe soppressata is pork. I just watched a documentary on...
I think it is pork.
Wait, you watched a documentary on lunch meat?
There is a series on Netflix called Fat, Salt, Acid, Heat. And the first one I watched was about fat. And so olive oil, and then I watched them like take a pig apart, essentially, and like all the different fats and what cuts are what. It was really interesting. And soppressata is...
I hear a cat crying.
It's it's pork. Yeah.
The cat's pork?
And it is essentially pork.
Pretty much these days. He's got that whole soft paws vibe going.
That's right.
Okay, I need to go lay down and eat my grapes while I'm reclining on my couch watching.
Yes, I shall recline. I shall recline on my couch and be fed the grapes.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, y'all. It was very fun and ridiculous. And thanks for everyone hanging out and watching and listening.
It was ridiculous until you revealed that it was just Hanzo. It was just Hanzo. Like, if it was like this weird conspiracy among cats, it would have been more wild and weird.
A secret cabal of dogs, you know, kidnapping cats.
Yeah.
All right. So, do we need to stop our audacity?
Well, I'm going
to
sign off.
Say bye-bye. Go leave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Bye.
Bye. See y'all later.
All right.
Thanks
bye.
For watching.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxferry. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxferry every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.